Blog Talk Radio.
Generally, the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties. It says what the states can't do to you, says what the federal government can't do to you, but it doesn't say what the federal government or the state government must do on your behalf.
Fat on a rough road, riding high.
You didn't build that.
Through the mountains, climbing, twisting, turning further from my home.
Shut up your mouth with Obama. Shut up your mouth with Obama.
Be young, like a new moon rising, fierce.
I've got a pen.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive, I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I was born free.
And I've got a phone.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Like the grandest canyon, wild, like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind.
What difference at this point does it make?
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
I've got a pen.
Welcome back to the program. I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of that cost. We just do not give a damn. It's our freedom. We don't care what it takes. We're not interested. What we're interested in is getting it in any way possible. They're fighting us any way possible. They're taking away your freedoms any way possible. So what do? Well, we just sit back. Oh, well, it's the government. I'm going to a tea party. I'm helping. You still accept it. It's still here, isn't it? Look, I'm sorry, but we got to get a little uppity. We got to get a little angry. But we don't have to burn any buildings down. That's not the anger I'm looking for. That's not real anger. What's going on in Ferguson is not real anger. It's not genuine. It's not real. Real anger, it has nothing to do with burning buildings down. Anybody can lash out. Anybody can throw a fit. Anybody can bitch, like me. This is the easy part. Cop out, burning buildings and looting. That's a cop out. That's not real. That's not genuine. In this rap crap. I'm sorry, I don't care. I know a lot of people like it. Blah, blah, blah. I don't care. I don't like it. I mean, I listen to these kids and they're singing this crap and I'm just thinking, my God. I mean, they're just angry just to be angry. Well, that's not real. That's not genuine. Anybody can be angry just to be angry. I mean, that's easy. We all do it. We're all human. But when it comes to freedom, whatever it's going to take, but you don't have to kill anybody to do it. You just simply have to do it. I'm talking about what you have to do in your freaking head. That's where the real goddamn war is, where it should be. You're mine, damn it. You can no longer accept it in your mind. Then you can do it in your heart. Then your body will follow. But if you don't have it in your mind, forget about it. Anybody can have heart. Oh, yeah, rah, rah, ree, ree. Go deep. You got to have it in your mind first. Anything you do, I don't care what the hell it is that you do in your life. I don't care, you're laying bricks, picking up garbage, whatever you're doing. You have to have the mindset first. Look at athletes. I know I talk a lot about athletes. Well, I like athletics. But a baseball player, a pitcher. Pitcher's got a different mindset than the hitter. Completely different mindset than the center fielder, third baseman. Catcher's got a completely different mindset. The manager has a completely different mindset. The umpires have a, oh, Jesus Christ, they have a completely different mindset. And then you got the owners. Do you have a mindset? But the point is, you can't do anything in life. It doesn't matter what it is that you do. Yeah, again, you can have all the heart. I mean, I got heart, boy, I'll tell you. I mean, you want me to play center field for the New York Yankees? Two left feet. Can't see anymore. I mean, I'm friggin' pathetic. But I got heart, boy. I tell you, I'll give you my 100 damn percent out there. You want somebody to throw a few pitches, come in relief? I'll do that. Hell yeah. Give me that baseball. I'll throw them strikes in there. Absolutely. Give me that ball. Oh, you want me to get up and hit? Oh, sure. I'll pinch hit. You damn Skippy, give me that bat. I got all the heart in the world. But chances of me succeeding, I certainly wouldn't bet the damn farm on it. I'm pretty sure. I mean, there's always that one in one gazillionth of a chance. But I mean, if I'm center field and I get a can of corn, maybe I might have a chance of catching the son of a bitch. But actually succeeding and being a starter every day, no. I can tell you right now, I would fail and fail miserably. And New York would run me out of town. I got all the heart in the world. But I don't have the mind because I understand the game from a fan's perspective. Not from a baseball player's perspective. They got a completely different mindset. My mind is on completely different things. Doesn't mean that I can't enjoy the game. It just means that I can't, my mindset is not where theirs is. But I got the heart. I just don't have the body. My mindset would be completely different. I'm going to have the mind. Okay, yeah, I want to play. Yeah, yeah. But I just don't have that particular mentality that it takes to be a pitcher. They do not have a particular mentality to be a whatever. Anything. A farmer. A banker. A lawyer. Whatever it is. Anything. Whatever it is that you have your mind on. And if you notice, if you ever tried to do something that you never thought you could do, but you just put your mind to it and quit thinking about it and just did it, because you had the mindset that you had to get it done, and then when you get it done, you surprise the living hell out of yourself going, what the hell did I just complete? Well, that's right, because I got my mind on it. You have to have it in the mind, whatever it is you do, but you have to find your mind. You can't use somebody else's mind. Nobody can give you your mind. It's yours. You have to have your mindset, your thoughts, your feeling. It's all connected. Everything's connected in the mind. But it starts in the mind. Works in the heart. Then the body will follow. If you're capable of having a body. Like if you got no arms or legs, well, it might be a little difficult if you want to be a sprinter, is the point. Anyway, damn it. Anyway, you want to be a part of the program tonight. Anyway, we do not care about the cost of freedom. But we do know that it ain't cheap. But we can afford it, and we must afford it. We cannot afford this tyranny. We cannot afford it. Look what we're all, look what is happening now. I mean, how much more can you take? I can't take any more. I'm sorry, I'm done. I've had enough. And this tension that's going on in this country, it's phony. It's made up. There is no real war. Listen up, black people. God damn it, listen up. We are not out to get you. We're not out to shoot you. We're not out to put you in no friggin' plantation. We are not out to bring you down. Now, damn it to hell. Stop with the crap. Not for nothing. But there are plenty of cases. Throw a fit over. This is not one of them. There's plenty of cases that you should rise up and say, no, that's wrong. This is not one of them. And that's why it's so violent, is because it's phony. This is what it brings. Well, everybody's got to show, yeah, you don't care as much as me. Oh, yeah? Watch me set this building on fire. That's how much I care. Oh, wow, he's cool. Let's go out and burn our own buildings. We can be cool, too. You're tearing up the goddamn country, Farrakhan. Based on a lie. This is not real. I'm sorry. I'm sick and tired of being blamed for something that I had nothing to do with. Oh, Whoopi Goldberg. Oh, you're white. You're born racist. I mean, now how in the hell can you get any more racist than that? I don't know. I just do not know. This whole freaking war is based on a lie. A false premise. It's nothing. It's made us out of thin air so Sharpton can get enough money to pay his freaking taxes. So Obama can get his poll numbers up because he's failed at everything else. We still don't know where the hell he was during Benghazi. Where were you, Mr. President? What were you doing? What were you and Valerie doing for so long? Were you really on a phone call with Netanyahu for 2.5 hours while your embassy burned and your ambassador being raped with a cattle prod? Is that what you were doing? What were you doing? And what did you have to eat? The very moment that you found out that our embassy was under attack, you went upstairs to eat. What did you have? Did you have bacon? Oh, that's right. Muslims don't eat bacon. They don't like bacon. I knew a Muslim girl I worked when I first moved to New York in 1996. She was Muslim. I love to tease her all the time about bacon. You know, I'd eat bacon in front of her. She didn't bother. I wasn't being rude with her. I wasn't, you know. It was just a friendly, you know, tease. She would tease me about it, about eating it. She didn't care, and I didn't care. It was no, you know, we went out to lunch almost every day. But I love bacon. She knew. Well, I think I'm back online. I'm in this direct connect. Yeah, it's always something. Anyway, yeah, I do love bacon. So what? All right, we got to get this show underway here. Damn. Anyway, what I wanted to talk about at the very beginning, 4,000 hours ago, last night in the chat room, and you know that I am absolutely terrible when it comes to that chat room, and I do apologize. I know it's there. I'm supposed to look at it. I do know, and I've always apologized from the very beginning. But I figure, you know, that's for you guys. You chat away. I'm chatting away. I'm sailing away. And that's what happens. I get lost in the moment. That's the actor in me. I get going on something and boosh. I'm lost in the moment, man. Once I'm in, I'm in. And I love being on stage when I was locked in a character, man. As long as you had a good character, you had a really good character that you loved. I love playing the bad guy, too. I love to do it. Nothing like playing the bad guy. I hated playing the good guy. I bitched and pissed and moaned. Damn it, no more good guys. I kept getting them, fine. Had fun, blah, blah, blah. Give me them bad guys. I like doing the crazy stuff, but that's me. I'm an actor. I like to do stuff that I normally wouldn't do. I like to be people that I normally wouldn't be. It's fun. That's the part of acting. That's why I like to act. That's why I like the theater. Anyway, getting back to what I wanted to talk about at the very beginning of the show. In the chat room, which you know I'm terrible at, I read the comments at the end, and there was a lady in there that did not particularly care for me at all. She had quite a few comments. I'm very stupid. And that I was the biggest asshole on Blog Talk Radio. And I read that and I just said, yes! I mean, I have had compliments before in my life. I've had compliments. First time I was booed because I played a bad guy. I still remember it. First time I was booed on stage, I mean, at the first moment I went, what the? And then I went, no, this is awesome. They're booing for the right reason. And I loved it. And there are different kinds of boos for the right reason. Now, the on-stage boo, because your character is bad, they don't like your character, they love you. And they wouldn't have booed you if you didn't do a good job. So it takes a while, you know, it takes a lot to get booed. And if you can get booed, I mean, then you've done something. Then you've succeeded. Everybody gets booed. You got to get booed. It's just the way it is. But you got to be, you know, it feels better when you get booed for the right reasons. It just makes you feel better. But if you get booed on stage because you sucked, which I've never had, even though I thought that I sucked, but I made damn sure that I did a presentable job. I was professional. I'm still professional. Job, but I am professional. I make sure I do my homework. I make sure I do my stuff. I'm ready to go. When it's time to go, it's time to go. But I'm ready to go. I'm always ready to go. So let's go. Anyway, what I'm trying to say, the biggest asshole on Blog Talk Radio. Now, obviously, I was talking a lot last night about race. Well, obviously, I guess I was telling the truth, and she didn't like it. I don't know what it was that I would set anybody off on what I said. I didn't say anything that was racist. That's for damn sure. On the contrary, I'm sick and tired of this stupid race war because it doesn't really exist. Except for on television. They're telling you, yeah, there's a race war. Really? Oh, I did not know that. Well, I must go out and I must hate the other race. Damn! I gotta get in with the crowd here! I mean, this, it's phony, it's not real. And people are killing each other. For what? Over what? A freaking lie! So I don't know what the hell I set this woman off over, but she didn't like the fact that I was telling the truth, I guess. I'm sorry, but white people are not killing black people. Black people are killing black people. Black people are killing white people. And as far as the police go, okay, yeah. There may be cases out there, and I'm sure that there are. We see them all the time. I see white people getting abused and shot and killed by cops, too. It's not a color thing. It's a cop mentality thing. And it's not in every cop, and it's not in every precinct. But it is around, and it is a topic of discussion, a real topic of discussion. But this particular case in Ferguson is not one of them. This is what really pisses me off about this whole damn thing. They're making things up for what reason? What do you want out of this whole thing? Well, we want cameras on cops. All right. Well, I think that's a really good idea myself, personally. And I think it would solve a lot of these freaking problems of people coming up with racism and abuse and this and that. And I think you would find out who's really telling the truth. And if people know that there's a camera on them, well, they might act a little bit differently. So I think that's actually a pretty good idea myself. I think it's for the best interest of both the police and the citizens. It's for everybody. But, I mean, is that what you want? You got to burn a freaking town down to get some goddamn cameras on cops? I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, what? And then you got the goddamn Congress? What is that? Why is there a black caucus? I thought you were supposed to be black. I thought you were African American. You can't say Negro, but you got the Negro College Fund. Which, how come you can have a Negro College Fund, but you can't have a Caucasian Fund? That would be racist. Oh, all right, yeah, I don't want to be racist. I don't want to offend anybody. I mean, my God. I think it's rather obvious, I mean, where the real racial tension is, where the real adversity is. And it's for what reason? I don't know. But I don't know any white person that wants to bring a black man back to the plantation, hang him from a tree, keep him down, keep him in the ghetto. Stay in that ghetto, boy. Let's get out now. Here, we'll sell these drugs. I don't know any. Know these people. I've never met them. Do I know they exist? Well, I maybe. I guess. I don't know. You tell me they are. Well, show them. Where are they? Who's bringing who down? I'm sorry, but from my perspective, look, the whole point of this show is to express me. So I can't express you or anybody else. I can only express me. And from my perspective, I can't go by anybody else's perspective. Just mine. But my perspective, I see the black man is bringing the black man down. I do not see the white man bringing the black man down. I don't see that. I see white man people. People bringing people down. People bring people down. Well, if you let them bring you down, well, then you're going to stay down. Or if you bring yourself down because you don't want to admit that it's you that's actually keeping yourself down, so you allow them to keep you down, well, then you're going to stay down. And what do? You go in there and you vote for your little Democrat. Can't get enough of them. Can't get enough of them Nancy Pelosi's. Oh, yeah. She's going to bring me out of that ghetto. Yes, she is. All these Democrats are going to bring you right out of that ghetto. Got a black president. He's going to bring you out of that ghetto. He's going to make your house payment, get you a new kitchen. Make your car payment. Oh, yeah. Going to give you a phone. He's going to give you all kinds of goodies. You're going to get out of that ghetto. That's right. Going to get that nice home on the lake. Oh, yeah, the Mercedes Benz in the driveway. Get some white servants. Well, when that didn't happen, and now they're blaming Whitey. It's all Whitey's fault again. Wall Street. Wall Street. Wall Street. This is who's bringing the world down. Well, there might be a little bit of a point to that. That's just natural greed. The problem is everybody is greedy. You can't control the amount of greed. It's everywhere. Everybody's greedy. Everybody's got to take from everybody. It's like a friggin' game. Whoever can steal the most wins. Whoever can lie and cheat to steal the most is going to win. They're going to be on top. What are you going to win? What is your prize? What do you win? Still don't know what the hell that prize is. Prize with all this tyranny. What are you going to get out of it? When you have it, when you have total control over the masses, what do you get out of it? By controlling and keeping people poor. What is that about? I've never understood that. What do they get out of that? What is their high? That that fat little butterball over there in North Korea? That funny looking haircut? What the hell is... What do you get out of that? This is what we are bringing to the United States. What this president is doing is actually even worse. He wants to take control, but what he wants is somebody else to take control over the country. He's getting rid of Guantanamo Bay, releasing all kinds of prisoners. Look, I understand, you know, it comes a point where you got to release prisoners. But you generally do that after the war is over. There's no more threat. There's no more war. You know, you can start releasing some of these prisoners. But when the war is still going on, and you're releasing some of the most dangerous men on planet Earth, so they can go directly back into the battlefield. Oh, no, they're going to stay over there in house arrest. Yeah. For a year. And then they're free to go any damn where they want to. They're already going any damn where they want to. Putting more of them on the battlefield. I hate to say it, but I just got this. I mean, it just seems. I mean, we've got the most transparent administration in American political history. So we're left to guess. Based on the evidence. And the evidence that I see. He seems down to determined. To have somebody take us over. Now, if it ain't going to be ISIS, Putin, or China, and God forbid if it'll be all three, which is a very possibility. And China hates us. They would love to take us over. Russia hates us. They would love to take us over. ISIS hates us. They would love to take us over. Somebody is going to take us over. Now we've got, what, 500 million. Damn it to hell, I'm getting sick and tired of this disconnecting crap. Damn. Anyway, we got to get going here. What I was trying to get at here, this racial divide, is not coming from the whites. We're being told by the television Just think of the mentality of that. We have, our society now is based on what we see on television, what we see on the internet. How about what we see with our eyes, with our brain, the heart, for a change? Huh? Sorry, black people, but we're not out to get you. We're not out to shoot you. Nobody's out to shoot you. And our own freaking Congress now. I mean, it's bad enough we got the Rams coming out there, raising their arms. Don't shoot, don't shoot. That's not what happened. You people are starting a war that doesn't exist, based on a lie, a concocted lie. For what? Why do you want this war so bad, Mr. Reverend Al Charlatan? How about you, Obama? This war so bad, huh? Why is it, black people? Why do you want this frickin' war so bad? Why do you want to kill Whitey so bad? You're blaming us for wanting to kill you when we're not. You are. You're killing your own people. So you got to kill us because you are killing your own people. It doesn't make any sense to me. I don't get it. But no, that has really created a little bit of a firestorm with them Rams coming out there, and good. And it should. They're inciting more violence by doing that. And then if you say anything to them, oh, that's racist. Well, the Ferguson police chief, he's claiming that the vice president of the Rams, evidently, they had a conversation. Who called who? I don't know. Doesn't really matter who called who. They were on the phone. And they had a conversation. I think they had more than one. And the police chief claims that the vice president apologized for his players for doing that. Well, the vice president now is claiming that he didn't do it. So there's a little bit of controversy there. Look, I understand free speech. But this isn't a free speech issue. This is inciting violence based on a lie, based on something that did not happen. It did not happen. It's a fallacy. The kid did not raise his arms and say, "Don't shoot me, Mr. Policeman, Mr. White Racist Policeman. I'm just a sweet, innocent, unarmed little African-American teenager. Don't shoot me." That's not what happened. He was the perpetrator. Now you want to argue whether he should have used a taser or not? I mean, that's a completely different issue. And completely besides the frickin' point. And yeah, I mean, look, you can't even say a prayer in the end zone without getting fined. You say, "Thank you, Jesus, for letting me score this goddamn touchdown. Thank you." Oh, no, you can't do that. No. You might offend a Muslim. What? You might offend somebody for praying to Jesus. I mean, what? You get fined for that. But you come out there and you raise your arms in this "don't shoot" gesture. As if all police officers are just walking around shooting black kids. I'm sorry. But that is wrong. That it's distasteful, It's wrong. You're inciting violence by that crap. You don't understand what you're actually doing, even though I think you do. That's why you're doing it, which makes your gesture just that much worse. I'm sorry, but the owner should have a conversation with him. Look, guys, You're not going to be pulling that crap on my football field. You're not going to do that. Not on my team. That isn't what happened. So here, each and every one of you, here is a copy of the grand jury indictment. Here it is. Or not the indictment, but the grand jury decision. Here it is right here. Now you read it. And you study it, because tomorrow you're going to have a test on it. And if you fail, you're out. Pass, you're back on. But you have to give an apology on camera to America. And if you don't, you're gone. What they did was wrong. And people who can't see it, I don't know what to tell you. We got Al Sharpton out there. This isn't over. They want revenge.
Oh, but we want a peaceful demonstration.
And then the news. Well, it was mostly peaceful today. People getting back. God in heaven, I don't know what the hell is going on here. But I'm getting sick and tired of having to reconnect. I'm surprised it's allowing me to reconnect. More often than not, when it does it this many times, it won't ever let me reconnect again. I mean, come on. This is irritating. But no, Rams, no. No, bad. A bad choice. Now, if that actually happened, where this kid raised his arms and said, no, please don't shoot me. I'm unarmed. Do not shoot me. And the cop pulls out his gun and shoots him down. I wouldn't have a problem with what he did. And I'm pretty sure the entire Rams team would come out there and do it. And I'm pretty sure the whole crowd would stand up and raise their arms. America would come on his defense. America would be there. We would be right there. I'd be there. But that's not what happened. I'm not going to raise my arms. And no, don't shoot gesture. When that's not what occurred. Don't give me this crap feeder of speech crap. This isn't a freedom of speech issue. This has nothing to do with freedom of speech. I mean, freedom, you talk about you can't yell fire in a crowded theater. Well, what the hell is this? This is yelling fire in a crowded theater on friggin' steroids. I mean, what are you kidding me? Come on. Don't give me that freedom of speech crap. This isn't a freedom of speech issue. This whole thing is based on something that just did not happen. It didn't occur. And now here we are, we're all talking about something that didn't happen. Imagine that. Human beings killing each other over something that didn't happen. Burning cities down over something that didn't happen. Closing down bridges in New York City because something didn't happen. Oh, what are we rioting for today? Well, because something didn't happen. Really? That's a friggin' outrage. Nothing happened? Well, God damn it! Give me that gasoline. I'm gonna go set me a fire. I mean, what? What? I mean, this whole thing just does not make 1 ounce of freaking sense to me at all. And our Congress, our goddamn Congress, what the hell? This Congressional Black Caucus, Which, why do we need a black caucus? You got an Asian caucus, an Hispanic caucus, and a Liechtensteinian caucus. I mean, we didn't know. This is America. We don't have those caucuses. Look, if you want to be equal, you have to consider yourself equal first. But if you consider yourself less than or greater than, depending on how you want to look at it, it's not equal. You're a citizen. We don't have black caucuses. We don't have African Americans. We don't have Chinese Americans, Hispanic Americans, Mexican Americans. We don't have those Americans. What we have are Americans. That's all we got. That's all we get. That's all we are. Americans. It doesn't matter what your dialect is. It doesn't matter the color of your skin. It doesn't matter if you're left-handed or right-handed. It doesn't matter what part of the globe your ancestors came from, or when they got here, how they got here, why they got here. You're here. Are you a citizen? Well, yeah, I am. Okay, well, you're an American. Oh, all right. Oh, yeah, by the way, before you leave, yeah, I want to give you this. You see this right here? This is a copy of our Constitution. I want you to read it, because this is where all your freedoms are. Although we haven't seen them in a while. I haven't seen them in a while. I've looked all over the place. I tore my whole freaking apartment up. Torn apart. Just like Farrakhan said, tear this goddamn apartment apart. Well, that's what I did. I was looking for my freedoms. Can't find them anywhere. I have no idea where they are. I thought the cat ate them. I was thinking about taking her into the vet and getting her one of them CAT scans. See if they can't find, see if she ate my, you know, ate all my freedoms. But in this Constitution, it's a list of all your freedoms. It's all in here. And here's an important one. Here's an important one that is in relation to what is going on in the country today. The 13th Amendment. There is no more slavery. White people are not keeping you as slaves. They don't want you as slaves. They do not look at you as a slave. They don't look at you as wondering why you don't have chains on you. Why do you have sneakers? Then pull your damn pants up. We don't look at you that way. But you're brought up by your own people that we hate you. So you go out and you kill your own people because somebody told you that white people hate you. Do you understand, black people? What the hell is wrong with you? Fuse, I don't get this war at all. I don't understand the purpose for it. Other than, I mean, I don't understand what your pride, what do you want? You claim you want equality, but yet you keep segregating yourself. You got your black caucus, and oh no, white people can get into the black caucus. No, 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 you can't come in here. No, Jesus Christmas, man. What the freaking hell is going on here with this goddamn disconnecting all the time? I'm sick and tired of it. I don't know what the hell's going on. But fix the damn thing already. But, I mean, you black people, I mean, you talk about you want all this, all this equality, and you want all this, but you keep segregating yourself, and you keep telling yourself that we want to kill you. And we don't want to be with you. You're telling yourself that there is no equality. We've decided already that, look again. I know I got to repeat myself because I got cut off, but I mean, look. wasn't that wrong that what happened to you in the 50s and 60s and whatnot? Up until, I mean, the whole time. Before it finally ended. Well, you couldn't go into a restaurant or a bathroom. You couldn't do a lot of things. Weren't allowed to do this. Weren't allowed to do that. Yeah, that was wrong.